George Pell stood with his arms behind his back as Chief Justice Peter Kidd read out the sentence. He did not react. One of his supporters put her hand to her face and cried, while another woman consoled her. The courtroom was quiet during the hour Judge Kidd spent explaining his decision. Sentenced to 6 years, George Pell, cardinal, culture warrior, convicted sex offender, is now going to grow even older in prison. Joining me on this Please Explain podcast extra is The Age's court reporter Adam Cooper, who watched the trial and Wednesday's sentencing. Adam, thanks so much for joining me. Can you please take us first through what happened today?
Today was an hour-long sentence by the chief judge of the county court. It was George Pell was convicted and found guilty back last year. 2 weeks ago, there was a pre-sentence hearing, and today was effectively the day he learned that he was going to jail. It took the judge an hour to go through his sentencing remarks, covered the offending, mitigating, aggravating circumstances, and then ultimately he was jailed.
And what did George Pell look like through all this? What was his demeanour and his disposition?
If it's possible to say that someone has aged in 2 weeks, I think that would apply. He looked weary. He looked greyer than he had looked previously. Throughout the retrial last year, it looked like the court process had aged him from the previous trial. And today, there was a further advancement than that. He came in with a walking stick. He didn't have his clerical collar on today, so he had a black shirt open at the neck, which was unusual we hadn't seen him dressed like that previously. But it did look like he was weary, and that the whole process had an impact on him.
It's very unusual, isn't it, for something like this to be televised? This was streamed on websites all over the country. It was on ABC. It was on Sky News. Why did the judge decide to allow it to be telecast?
You're right. This is unprecedented. Just given the not only national but international significance of this hearing today, the county court made a decision to allow a camera crew into the court. So then that the hearing or the sentence could be broadcast on television stations, on radio, and on news websites. The court made this ruling in keeping with its principles of open justice and transparency. But just given the significance of the hearing, and also I suppose what had happened previously with suppression orders that were in place to protect the integrity of the legal process, the court felt that it wanted to be seen to be open, and so let the cameras in.
For almost all of us who were watching, it's the first time we've heard in detail the specific allegations of what George Pell was convicted of. And I have to say, it was very difficult watching. It was difficult hearing. The whole newsroom was watching, and I could see on social media that people in offices all over the country had stopped to watch. You, however, had been in court for all of the evidence in the trial. Did you hear anything new today that shocked you?
Yeah, I did actually. Yeah, we always knew that the offending was graphic. However, the judge expanded on the extent of just how graphic those crimes were. The judge detailed some of the responses of the boys, which really struck a chord with me. That they were distressed, they were crying, their arms were flailing about while Pell was sexually assaulting them. So there was that level of detail that we hadn't heard previously.
It's one of the things that I thought was interesting in the judge's sentencing remarks, which were extensive, but this jumped out at me when he was talking about the mitigating factor in the jail term of the sort of punishment that George Pell has already undergone by being such a publicly vilified figure. And the judge actually said that even the act of televising today's sentencing remarks added to that sort of public flailing that George Pell has already undergone, and therefore was taken into account in the size of the sentence. That was interesting.
It was, yeah. I mean, this is all sort of uncharted territory for a court that doesn't usually allow cameras in to cover sentences. So Pell's lawyers actually went on that point some time ago, saying that was just an extra form of extracurial punishment. However, the judge rejected that in the end and said, given the saturation media coverage, his remarks were always bound to be widely reported today, so that ultimately had no bearing.
The sentence itself, 6 years for these two offences and a non-parole 3 years and 8 months. Have you had a chance to get any reaction to that from victims, groups or the community?
Not personally. I've spoken and listened to the lawyers for both of the victims here. One lawyer, the lawyer for the surviving victim, hasn't made any comment on the length of the sentence or what her client thinks about the sentence itself. He's in the position now where he understands that there's still some way to go with the legal process, given there's Pell is appealing his conviction. The lawyer who represents the father of the deceased victim also spoke today. They too are aware that there's an appeal afoot. However, the father of the victim who died as an adult has said that effectively nothing would ever bring his son back. He wanted 20 years. Realistically, he thought the judge might sentence Pell to 10 years, but he does draw some comfort at least knowing that Pell will be spending years in jail.
And it's entirely possible, isn't it, that he'll never come out? I mean, Judge Kidd said today that sentencing a man of Pell's age and ill health meant that realistically he could be sentencing him to die in jail.
Very much so. He's 77 years old. He's a man in ill health. His health has gone downhill since this whole legal process has started over 2 years ago. The judge also acknowledged that prison time would be very onerous on Pell. Something obviously he's not used to, having sort of come from living in the Vatican. So all those factors will come into play, and it is possible that yes, we might not see George Pell come out of jail.
And so where is he going to serve his sentence?
That I think is yet to be established. He'd probably be kept at the Melbourne Remand Centre over the next couple of days before corrections staff decide where he spends his sentence. However, the judge made the point today that wherever he does go, he will be kept in protection, both for his safety, given his notoriety and his high profile.
What happens now with the appeal?
The appeal was set down for 2 days in early June. The Court of Appeal will first of all decide whether to grant Pell's lawyers leave to appeal. If they decide yes, then the appeal itself will be heard. Then it's up to Pell's lawyers to convince the Court of Appeal that the conviction was an unsafe one based on the evidence that was presented to the jury in the retrial. And there's also a couple of other technical legal points that Pell's lawyers will argue as well. So if the Court of Appeal ultimately decides to quash the conviction, it can order the case go back to the county court and that Pell be retried again. If that happens, it would then be up to prosecutors to decide whether to push on again with the case.
So this could be far from over.
Very much so. It all rests with the Court of Appeal now. If the Court of Appeal decides that there is grounds for another case, for the matter to be tried again, then yes, it could ultimately go back before another jury.
So what's this been like for you? Have you ever covered a case under this much scrutiny before?
It's been difficult in that for months and weeks and months last year, there was no scrutiny because the court was closed and we couldn't report the day-to-day happenings in court. However, when we were finally able to publish news of Pell's conviction and the details about the case, it's been incredible. It's been saturation media coverage. It's been round-the-clock coverage both in Australia and around the world. And probably the level of commentary, I guess, is something that many people who cover courts regularly haven't witnessed before either.
And has it been personally challenging for you?
Yeah. I mean, you listen to the judge today go to discuss, you know, two vulnerable 13-year-old boys being preyed upon by a man in a powerful position, and you remember just how emotional this case can be. Also, you know, the scenes outside court have been chaotic at times when Pell has come and gone to court. There was a lot of people in court affected. There were even Pell's supporters who were behind me were affected knowing he was going to jail. So, yeah, there's a lot of emotion involved.
Well, you've done a terrific job covering it for The Age and the Sydney Morning Herald. Thanks so much, and thank you for your time today. I know you're very busy.
Thanks, Tori.
Adam Cooper is The Age's court reporter. This has been a Please Explain podcast extra. Our regular episode will still be available, as it is every week, at 4 p.m. on Thursday. This week's, has the recession we all feared finally arrived? Shane Wright and Jessica Irvine will join me to discuss. See you then.